Howdy, this is Buzzy from WRIR's Shake Some Action. I invite you to join me every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after the British Breakfast, for tunes from the 60s and 70s, some by artists you may know and others by artists you may never have heard of, and also some that I may never have heard of, but it's always a joy for me to bring you the music every Saturday morning right here on 97.3 FM WRIR. Richmond Independent Radio. Join me for Shake Some Action, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturdays. You can also find us at WRIR.org.
However you choose to listen this afternoon, I also invite you to listen to Shake Some Action because Buzzy is amazing at what he does. Just like any of the volunteers who have shows on WRIR, they really put their time, their heart, their soul, their effort, and blood, sweat, and tears, and of course their vinyl and CDs and sometimes digital copies of music, all the same. It's a great show, and it comes on, like you said, after British Breakfast, which comes on after Intertribal, which comes on after this show. So if you're listening now and you've got a real bad case of insomnia, don't worry, because we're on the radio all the time and on the internet just as often. Because it's the weekend, the music doesn't stop till Monday morning at 8 o'clock. So you might as well listen. Right now, though, if you're listening, it's Slight Surface Noise Sound System. I am not a robot, at least as far as I know. And I'm going to tell you what we've been listening to prove that further. I might not even enunciate the way I should, but I don't know if that really proves that I'm a robot or not. If you want to give me the Voight Kampff test, feel free, 804-649-9737. Anthony Braxton did the previous two tracks. The Bell was the most recent, composed by Leo Smith off of three compositions of new jazz on the Delmark label from 68. Before that, we heard Anthony Braxton Side 1, Cut 3, because it was drawn as a picture, and I couldn't really represent the picture in the space provided for me. That's off of Duets 1976 on Arista. For that, we hear Dominic Tremblay off a live album on Le Temenour from 1977. The track is Tapis Volant. And that record label, I think that means Anteater, because there's a picture of an anteater under the label name, but I was kind of guessing on that one. For that, we heard Funkadelic with Free Your Mind and Your You Know What Will Follow on Westbound, and it's self-titled, from 1970, or title track, rather, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, Funkadelic, rad, and then Sly and the Family Stone, In Time was the track off the Epic album Stand, Epic being the label, although it was an Epic album, and of course there's some Rhythm Machine going on in the background. Up next, we got Herbie Hancock off the album Sextant from 73. But before we do, Joachim Pissarro, professor of art history and director of the Hunter College Galleries in New York City, will deliver the annual Paul Mellon Lecture on Wednesday, November 3rd at 6:30 p.m. in the Virginia Fine Arts Leslie Cheek Theater. Pissarro is the great-grandson of French Impressionist painter Camille Pissarro. His lecture is titled Camille Pissarro and Vincent van Gogh. When did Impressionism become Post-Impressionism? Lecture is free and open to the public, but advance tickets are required. Tickets are available online at tickets.vmfa.museum. That's tickets.vmfa.museum, M-U-S-E-U-M, on site or by calling 804-340-1405. That's 804-340-1405. And now back to the music.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. That's Richmond Independent Radio right here in the capital city. 5 o'clock, hour left of the Slate Surfers and Wiz sound system. Where Tall Feathers is in here at 6, so stay tuned.
Stop.
Sombra.
Yeah. Shalina. Yeah.
Buddhist band right there reminding you to sing a simple song because they're not going to do it. They're an instrumental group. It's on the Buddhist band self-titled album on Daptone from 2005. Of course, Sly Stone track is what that is right there. Or you can keep it playing.
Oh, it was still playing.
That's Robert in the background hanging out, debating the merits of Frank Zappa and whether he should have stayed behind the boards. Or picked up a guitar, who knows what. If you're up in the morning and you can't sleep, and it's because you can't really decide how you feel about Frank Zappa, give us a call, 804-649-9737. Got 27 minutes, actually 26 and 20 seconds. Either way, Tall Feathers will be in at the top of the hour, and they're setting up the live room. She's going to have some performers in here for you, so it's going to be awesome because she always plays great music on Intertribal, so if you can catch it live, I might have to stick around for that. Because, yeah, I'm going to be up late debating the merits of Frank Zappa anyway, so might as well feed some good music into my brain. Not saying that Zappa didn't do some good stuff, just could have used some edit, some filter, like a reservoir and held some back for years later. I don't know. But before all that, we heard Ruben of the Jets, not the Zappa album, but the actual band produced by Zappa. The album is For Real. The track was Charlena, Mercury is the label, 73 is the year. Before that, John McLaughlin leading a whole slew of awesome fusion jazz players. The track is Hope, Where Fortune Smiles on Pie from 69. Then before that, Randy Weston off an album called Music from the New African Nations featuring High Life on Colpix from 63. Mystery of Love is the track, and it was a great track at that. Then we had Os Mutantes. I'm not even trying to say that, but it's off their second album, Mutantes. 69 is the year. Polydor Deluxe is the label. If at any point in time you want to see what we played, you missed the back tracking, or I just butchered the name, www.wrir.org. We'll take you to the website playlist. You can stream and you can also donate, being that this is the second day of our fall fun drive, and we need you to give us some money. Not because it's going to go to us. It's going to go to the station and allow people like myself and my friend Robert and all the volunteers here to keep on doing what they do to provide you with radio for the rest of us. Not to mention, keep the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet on the air in case zombies attack or aliens land. I think the latter might happen sooner than the former. Apparently aliens have been to Richmond. I don't know. But yeah, so Os Mutantes. Before that, we had Lowell Cocktail at the top of the hour doing I Am the Walrus. It's actually a bunch of kids singing the song off the Ampex double LP Ear of the Beholder, and that's from 71. And then we had William Penn off of Crystal Rainbow's Gossamer Looms is the track. SRI is the label. 1978. Not to be confused with the SRI label that Steve Halpern released all of his new age meditation music on. It's something I always think of whenever I see that. Then we had Quincy Jones off the Hot Rock soundtrack, two tracks, Talking Drum and Seldom Seen Sam. It's on the Prophecy label from 72. And then starting off that last set was Rain Dance from Herbie Hancock's Sextant. It's 1973, released on Columbia, and we'll get back into it right in a second. Before we do, Councilman Charles R. Samuels of Richmond North Central 2nd District will hold a community conversation meeting on Thursday, November 4th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Richmond Carillion Auditorium, 1300 Blanton Avenue at Dogwood Dell. This meeting will address homelessness in Richmond's Monroe Park. All Richmond citizens are invited and encouraged to attend. Attendees are asked to register by emailing Jan, that's J-A-N dot G-I-R-A-R D-I at richmondgov.gov or calling 804-646-6532, 804-646-6532 by November 1st. Get back to the music, but once again, remember, this is the Fall Fun Drive for WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. You're listening to Slight Surf Noise Sound System, and it'd mean a lot to me if you made your way to the website or to stop by the studio a little later on today. We have folks in the building all day long. Lunch and dinner will be provided by local restaurants, and it's always tasty. Not to mention Saturday is a great day for music on WRIR. right, it's about that time. Got gonna squeeze in one last track. Give Tall Feathers her chance to get situated for Intertribal. And of course, stay tuned to WRIR LP 97.3 FM. Live performance in the next couple of hours.
Once I thought you'd never let me go. Now I'm alone.